Welcome to Shomach Shovan Adaf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Yud. The Gemara Amud Beis introduces the concept of Chazaka. The Gemara tells us, how do we know Mina Toiro that you go based on Chazaka? In Lamdis, the Achroinim discuss, what is the definition of Chazaka? Many of the Achroinim discuss it, but the one who spells it out clearly is the Sefer Chemdas Shloimoy in the Tshuva Yerideo Simen Dalet. And he comes and asks like this, is Chazaka a Biwur or a hanhaga? Biur means, does chazaka actually tell you what the case is? Based on chazaka, I know what's going on. If something was tar, I know that it's continued to be tar. Or chazaka is a hanhaga, meaning I don't know better. I will continue to act this way because that's what the Torah told me to do. But now that I know for sure that that's the case. So the Chemdas Shloimoy says it's an hanhaga and it's not a biur. And he explains based on that, based on the Tosis here in our sugya, so that's the reason you could say in things that contradict each other, you could also say a chazaka. Like the case of Trei Shvilim, two people went in two different pathways, one of them we know is Tameh. If they each one come on their own, we say for each one chazaka. Because chazaka doesn't mean I know what happened, because if you know what happened, how can you have a contradiction? But it's a hanaga, we act the way we continue what we have. And that's why when there's a re'usa lefaneinu, there's something that says the chazaka is not continuing, we right away assume that there's no chazaka. Because chazaka doesn't tell me what happened, it's a hanaga. If I don't have a place to say the hanaga, so then the chazaka is over. And this is meduik from the Rishonim, because the Raman Pirusha Mishnayas and Nozir, Perek Ded Mishnah Beis, he explains regarding chazaka, that ha'ikor kashniskayim is inyan shiye nenicheyu b'chizkosoy, Chazaka means you stay where you are, we assume nothing changed. We leave it the way it is. It's not like telling me what it is, but we leave it the way it is. And the Maharik in Shurish Ein Beis has the Lashon that says, Ein lonu levadois hanoilas vaishtanus, ela mishasru se noiso. We don't have to make up a change unless we saw it. And many other Achronim say this Yesoid. Rav Chonon Vassman speaks about it a lot, and the Shayosha Shar Beis, Perek Beis, proves this from a few places. The Chemdas Shloimoy himself, in his Agdama, and in other places in the Sefer, writes, that's the reason that we always say, that Roiv is greater than Chazaka. Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Why? Because Chazaka is only an Haga. It's not a beer. I don't know clearly. I am just assuming the status quo. But a roiv is a biru. Roiv tells you. If you have a roiv, you go after the roiv. So therefore, roiv overrides chazaka. Now this understanding in chazaka fits very much with the machshava, with the oimek inyan, the way we look at the world. Because we know that the world seems to be going b'chazaka. We have what the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, oilom kiminhag noyik. We assume the world is where it is. It continues to go. But the way the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Gimel and the Baal HaTanya and Shaar Yuchad VaEmuno, they both teach us that really the way we look at the world is every single moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pumping life into the world. The world doesn't exist the next minute because it existed the minute before. There's no hechrech, there's no force to say that the world will continue to exist. And this is part of the idea of the Emuno and Bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anything in the world could change instantaneously. Right away, everything could turn around. The fact that something is in a certain condition doesn't mean it's going to continue that way. When a person is going through Atzara, right now someone is sick and it looks like the Mahalach, the Chazaka is, he's not going to live, a person has to have emuno that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come and change the whole thing in one moment. And the opposite is true as well. If a person is going through life and he feels that he can rely on what he has, on the assets that he has, on the items that he owns, he should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change everything in a single moment. So the chazaka that something is here is no guarantee that it will continue being here. It could change in a moment. So what is the idea of oilum kiminhaga noyik? It's hanhaga. Hanhaga means, usually I assume things will stay the same. It's not absolutely like that. It's not a biru. It doesn't tell me for sure that's how it's going to be. But there's an anaga. The anaga means things are assumed to continue this way. That's like a shbul created in the world. But it's not dover boru. It's not a clarity. It's not like a raiv that we'll speak about Be'ez Hashem the next year. That through Roiv, I come to a clarity, I come to a decision, I know what's going on. Chazaka just tells you that there is a concept of status quo as a hanaga, meaning that's a noyig in the world, but it's not something to rely on as a biru to come and tell me what's going to happen. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.